Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to discuss the astrological energies from April 3rd until April 10th, where yes, we finally will be moving through this Aries solar eclipse portal that we've been talking about for a while now. It is quite big, quite dynamic, and I hope to offer you some insights that resonate with you and support you during this particular energy phase. Now, I just did a Monday podcast episode for you, sharing more about the specifics of the Aries solar eclipse since it's working with Chiron, Chiron being the guide through this portal. So I won't be repeating myself and what I touched on there, but rather we'll be looking at all of the energies unfolding over this next week, plus some new ways of understanding what we are being tasked with at this time. Because as I was getting ready to do this show, I had this very clear visual come through. And it has to do with the fact that right now we have a lineup of planets in Aries, a stellium. And that includes the Sun, North Node, Chiron, Mercury retrograde, and Eris all in Aries. Plus, we're going to have Venus enter Aries on April 4th. Then we also have a lineup of energies in Pisces with Mars, Saturn, and Neptune all together there in the last sign of the zodiac. And so the visual I was receiving is one of a car, and that in the front of the car where the engine is, obviously this is not a Tesla then, but in the engine is that Aries energy that is revved up, wanting to go, let's move it forward, let's get it started. But then in the trunk or the boot of the car, we have these heavy hitters, these big players in Pisces that are actually more influential and more important to understand and tune into, because these energies in the back of the vehicle could feel like they are weighing you down, or they are connected with previous experiences, previous energies, things that you are already aware of and you're letting go of. You're unraveling them and you're looking to unload them. You want to unpack them from the back of the vehicle so that you can take off and get going. Yet the interesting dichotomy here is that those are the most important energies at this time, because the three planets in Pisces are actually giving you deep spiritual insights into what you are letting go of and phasing out, but making sure that you're traveling with the wisdom and the higher understanding of what you're completing. And so it can feel like, yeah, you're ready to go forward, and never mind that it feels like there's this heaviness or even an anchor in a previous timeline. And that's where you could feel stuck or stagnant, like the energies are pushing and pulling you between experiences, between timelines, even between different versions of yourself. And yet the Pisces energy is really important, because not only is it going to be influential into early 2026, but it's where we are really integrating and sitting with something as a way of honoring the closure, honoring how far you've come, what you have accumulated, what you have learned along the way, and also understanding that it's only with this knowledge that you can go higher. And that could feel like this push and pull dance. This could feel like you're significantly closing a chapter in your life. And so what you want to do is look at where you have Pisces and Aries energies in your chart, because these are the two areas that are being heavily accentuated for you. They are a focal point of energy. There's a lot of concentration in these Pisces and Aries energies, which could bring up the questions around, well, how do I complete this for myself? How do I end this? How do I know this cycle is over? And those are some of the questions you could be pondering and sitting with. There could be things that are bringing up a lot of confusion. And it could also be something where you don't have an answer And you just feel like you're constantly being pushed and pulled between the timelines and between these two different experiences of yourself, especially as they're showing up in the Pisces and Aries areas of your chart. So this overlap of energy can be quite bewildering, can be quite confusing, and we need to be graceful with ourselves. We need to be compassionate and kind, which is also about alleviating any pressure to figure it out right now, because you might not know. You might not have that clarity. And if you feel like taking that visual of the car, if your car is traveling through fog, you know, traveling through a mirage, and something that you can't even see clearly, the best thing to do is to accept it as is. This is exactly where I'm at. This is the present moment. These are the energies I'm feeling. And I'm not going to force myself to muscle through or figure it out, because in fact, you could exhaust yourself and only stir up more energy that doesn't lead anywhere. This is where we practice radical acceptance and just tuning into the wisdom of this moment, where we are moving through big cycles and the answers or the clarity doesn't show up right away in these big cycles. So what can you do right now to calm the mind or the emotional body, calm the nervous system, relax into a beautiful state of trust? Trust that this experience of overlapping energies and timelines is showing you more of your own ascension process, and that you are moving away from perhaps one level of consciousness, one part of your self-identity. Maybe there's things in your life that you understand are closing out or ending, but it's not happening quickly. And there can be discomfort in that alone, because that's when we have to dig deeper and trust more that this is exactly what the universe wants us to see. There's some type of gold in this moment. There's something we're meant to understand that could arrive through very unexpected means. It's almost like you get the insight in a dream or through an intuitive message. You get the answer or wisdom when you're least expecting it, because it's not coming from your mind. It's coming from the higher cosmic influences and energies. It's coming from more of your soul frequency. And I'm feeling like that's also what this opening up is. It's like when you're in that confusion or you're in a place of not connecting with a bigger picture just yet, that's when we have the opportunities to go higher into what your soul might be wanting you to receive, to go into more of what you can just relax into, allow yourself to exhale and to know that in fact, there is perfection in the messiness. There is perfection in not knowing, especially when we're in these big energy cycles that take us higher. So if you're feeling that overlap or stuck, if you feel like things are foggy, but you can feel both energies in yourself being highly activated, you can feel the old falling away, and then perhaps it comes rushing back in, almost like it doesn't want you to let go. Then you could feel the new aspects of yourself arriving and coming forward, and then they disappear, and then they float away and don't seem to fully stick. It's like this ongoing dance of meeting new parts of ourselves that we are actively forming and integrating while honoring and allowing parts of ourselves to drift away and be complete. And I feel too like, you know, we're ending some very big soul contracts, some big karmic cycles. I'm actually seeing this, and I don't mean this to sound gory, but I'm seeing it as part of our skin, the physical human skin, disintegrating and falling away, almost like a part of who you were isn't even compatible with who you are becoming. And you know this, you can feel this, but it hasn't fully arrived. And so that brings us more fully into these eclipse energies. which give us wake-up calls, which blast us with insights or information that we're meant to see and we're meant to understand. So I'm going to touch on that eclipse in just a moment. But before we get there, on April 3rd, Venus is conjunct Neptune at 28 degrees of Pisces. And this is a beautiful energy of opening up to more of, I'm seeing the heart, but I'm seeing it related to the higher heart and how your soul could be infusing a part of your higher heart with what you are letting go of and moving through, perhaps cleansing your emotional body and your fear body. That Venus in Pisces is so loving, kind, and soft. And when she's conjunct Neptune, we can just get lost in the ethers. We can be floating through other realms. You know, it's almost like you have your head in the clouds and you're not aware of what you need to get done today. You're not sure of what the priorities are. You could feel like you are just moving through your reality and not being grounded. And I feel this as being an opportunity to honor our multidimensionality at this time and to honor that we can be experts of being timeless. Meaning you could feel like, yes, you need a break, you need a nap, you need rest, you need more downtime. You know, you just want to be in your own hermit world or disappear from the office. And I feel like this relates to how we reconnect with more of our energy in those other dimensional spaces and that we need that. It helps with a reset. It helps with even calling in more energies and light codes, neutrinos, supportive downloads that are going to help you in the new cycle that begins as Venus enters Aries, which happens on April 4th. But until that new cycle commences, there's a sense here of wanting to be free, wanting to be floating in the abyss, and allowing yourself to empty out. And related to the higher heart, which is located in the middle of the upper back, in between the shoulder blades. This can be a very expansive, soft energy. I'm seeing it as a rose, a literal rose, that is opening up and allowing you to detach and set yourself free from anything that has been weighing you down, that's been consuming too much of your humanness. And I see this rose opening up almost like it's easier to lean back and relax into it. Also, to come into contact with more of your own divinity and to allow that to support you right now as we move through, of course, the big eclipse energies, Mercury retrograde, all of this energy that wants to get started and gets going. There's a part of you that knows it's all going to continue to unfold in a very divine timeline. You don't have to worry. You don't have to rush. All you have to do is continue to trust your journey and allow that to be an energy that, again, you can relax into. This can also show you where you need to take care of yourself, because the strong Pisces energies can reveal where we've been giving our energy away, where we've been putting it outside of ourselves, either through service, through support, through kindness and empathy, but also to the point of depletion. So there could be something here that you're realizing, I just got to take this day for me. I need a night off to care for myself. I need to do something that allows me to recharge so that not only can I take care of myself, but then I can also be in better service and have better connections to others as a result. So all of this supports Venus in her next journey around the zodiac, where she moves into Aries on April 4th, and she will then have an immediate sextile to Pluto in Aquarius at 1 degree 56 minutes on April 6th. And this is an empowering energy now for Venus. As you'll recall, back in February, when the planets moved into Aquarius, they each had had that immediate conjunction with Pluto in Aquarius. That was perhaps really disruptive and jarring. It brought up anything within the shadow space that you weren't aware of. It perhaps brought up triggers or things that you were meant to see so that you could transform them. And that is one of the ongoing directives of Pluto, is to look at how we're using our energy. What is ready to evolve? What can we step into with more of our own self-awareness, higher consciousness, and empowerment? So since February, perhaps you've had some realizations around not only Venus themes, but Aquarius themes in your life. And so Venus is related to how we create, how we receive and connect, how we want to have meaningful connections in our lives that are reciprocal and kind. Venus is about women, the women you interact with and you form friendships with, as well as relationships of all kind, be those co-workers, sisters, family members, spouses, lovers, friends. Venus is related to our self-worth and what we look for within ourselves that supports our capacity for self-love, and then what we seek outside of ourselves that also matches that frequency. But with Venus having that previous conjunction to Pluto in Aquarius, you could have had some realizations and understandings around friendships, around women and people in your life. And there could be things that you've been working through, sitting with, understanding, that now as Venus moves into Aries and makes a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius, you're ready to shift some things. You're ready to change it up, and you're understanding more of what real connection means to you, whether that is through friendships or acquaintances, whether that's through people that you share certain passions and hobbies with, which is part of the Aquarius energy signature. It's also about the people you pull close, the people who really know you. And there could be something that you're realizing around the people in your life and the connections that you have where maybe they are true. You know, they're solid, they're real. This is like a great friendship. This is something that you want to continue to invest in. Perhaps it has ease with it. It has chemistry and just an overall sense of, I feel good when I'm with this person. And then conversely, perhaps there's things coming to your attention that you realize, we're not equals. We're not on the same page. This isn't really jiving. And I don't think that this is something that I want to continue to put myself towards or invest energy and time into. So this is something that the Venus in Aries is sifting through and working with, because as she comes back to knowing herself in Aries, there's things that she's looking for in a new way with the people in her life. Now, as Venus sextiles Pluto, you could be ready to make some clear, empowering financial choices. This can also be great for creative endeavors. There could be things here that you are ready to take some kind of risk on. You're ready to go for it, to put yourself out there, and to try something new. So all of this can beautifully help you move forward in a matter that you've been sitting with and contemplating since February. And Venus will have time to be in this energy of truly knowing herself now, because after she has the sextile to Pluto, she doesn't have any other significant aspects to another planet until we get to the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th. And Venus is the ruler of that conjunction. And so that makes her more elevated and more influential. She will be at the eclipse degree of 19 degrees of Aries during that conjunction. Then she will be conjunct Chiron in Aries. So basically Venus is going to show up with something to declare around that Jupiter conjunct Uranus energy, April 20th. And until then, there could be something that you are working through and you're getting stronger in it, stronger in your courage, your independence, what you know you're worth, what you know you want. I'm also being pulled back now to that higher heart that could be refining itself, because I'm getting this visual again of that beautiful rose opening up and gaining strength in what you really want now. You know, what is really true for you that you don't want to compromise. And actually, I missed something. My apologies. This Venus is going to be conjunct the North Node and retrograde Mercury just before the conjunction with Chiron. So on April 18th, she'll be conjunct the North Node at 15 degrees of Aries, and then conjunct Mercury retrograde at 17 degrees of Aries on April 19th. So here she is building up to something that she wants to declare. And I feel like this rose energy is really taking shape in a way that helps her own it. Like a new sense of personal ownership around how you're here to be brave and to do something on your own terms in your own way, and a sense of trusting yourself more than ever. So this Venus in Aries is coming to life and blooming over the next few weeks here in a way that she hasn't experienced before. So just maybe stay aware of new parts of yourself that you feel are coming alive or coming online, new parts of yourself that are waking up to what you want and to who you are, as well as to what supports you. And all of that could actually become much louder after the Aries solar eclipse. So the solar eclipse will happen on April 8th at 2:21 p.m. That's Eastern time, when the sun and the moon will both be at 19 degrees, 24 minutes of Aries. And as we've been discussing, they will also be exactly conjunct Chiron at 19 degrees, 24 minutes of Aries as well. And so what we are opening up to here are more parts of ourselves that we are ready to fully embrace and heal. And because the solar eclipse is a new moon, it's not only when the sky is the darkest, it's when things are closing out. It is a time of endings so that the new can emerge in the following cycle. And so there could be things that you are seeing that you're ready to turn the page on, part of a healing journey, on something you've been moving through and focused on. You could also feel the archetype of the wounded warrior revealing to you more of what you're complete with, where you're like, I don't need to prove myself. I don't have to compete for this. I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want that as part of my energy. Chiron comes in and softens that Aries fire. It brings in something that isn't as fierce and also wants you to connect with that in yourself from a place of strength. Understanding that being softer is a sign of strength. Being more trusting is a sign of strength. And this could also show you what has been overly activated, sort of like hypersensitive around any Aries energies, also around any primal energies, any root chakra programming, anything that you thought you had to demonstrate or be the best, or thought that, you know, this is the way to show up in the world, or this is the way to demonstrate that, you know, I'm number one, which can be part of the lower, less evolved desires of Aries, where I got to get there first. I got to be better. You know, it's that one-upmanship. It's that sense of, if I'm not the best, then what am I? Well, all of that is very much connected to the 3D matrix. It's connected to patriarchal influences. It's connected to cultural programming around what it means to be seen, to be valued, to be worthy. And of course, all of that has its place, and it can add to the adventure or the spice of life, especially in competitive sports or in certain experiences that are based on competition and that are designed to have a winner. But as these energies on the planet continue to evolve, what the higher expressions of Aries energy focuses on is your own self-improvement, is knowing yourself, knowing who you are uniquely, and being able to confidently stand in that, being able to say, this is who I am, this is how my energy works, this is how I operate, this is what I'm here to do, these are my gifts, and I don't have to prove or compete with anyone simply to exist. And so I feel like part of what we're moving through is this higher level of self-knowingness that isn't about anyone else. It isn't about the comparison. It's more about how you truly know, love, and accept yourself and use that to navigate your journey. And that is, of course, one of the gifts of astrology as well as human design, where these are energy systems that help you individuate, help you see how you're different and what is correct for you, to understand that this is how you're supported when you step into trusting your energy more and working from that place. And so in order to get there, we have to do a lot of deprogramming, deconditioning. We have to step away from things and actually intentionally question ourselves. Be like, is this correct for me? Is this who I am? Is this in alignment with who I know myself to be at this time, as well as how I'm energetically designed outside of not only the cultural programming, but the pressure we get from our minds, where our minds want to run the show and tell us what to do. Our minds will create expectations, and our minds are overactive in so many parts of our lives. The Aries energy actually brings you down into your body consciousness, where when you drop into the energy of what your body wants, you start navigating life differently. And this could be part of the renewal that you're feeling with this Aries solar eclipse, especially with the influence of Chiron as the guide, where Chiron wants you to connect to what does your body need? Does your body need to rest? And when you honor that in yourself, what comes up? You know, do you feel guilt? Do you feel like, no, I can't rest. There's too much to do. Other people need me. If I don't do this, this won't get done. And so what we are now learning to honor and work with on a more regular basis is the wisdom of our body consciousness. And I feel like that is one of the gifts of this Aries solar eclipse conjunct Chiron, the wisdom of your body. Think about all the systems within your body. Like, your body knows how to operate, right? Your body knows how to digest food and pulse the blood and do all the things. And yet we can get so far away from our own built-in wisdom that we're disconnected from trusting ourselves, trusting our gut, trusting where, you know, our body says to go left, even if the mind says to go right. I feel like this is an opportunity to get silent and listen to what your body needs, because it's going to show you even more of what you have access to that supports the truth of your energy, supports your natural state, if you will. And that is a very empowering place to live from. So this solar eclipse could open you up to more of those insights and messages. This is where new healing gifts can emerge, where you could understand more about what you need and how to work with it. Perhaps there's more that you feel you're interested in and you want to develop, perhaps more energy skills, more things that have always called to you. And now you're realizing, yeah, I really want to invest in this. This really feels correct for me. This is the only Aries solar eclipse that we're moving through that's working with the North Node in Aries. And that's significant because it means that it's time to move forward, but it's only through healing. And Chiron is saying, you've got to heal something in order to move through this portal, or rather, in order to do it in the best and highest way for you. So what is that within yourself? What is it within your sense of self-identity that you're willing to look at? You're willing to soften into it, be honest, be vulnerable, be authentic with yourself, and know that that right there is the key, which is, of course, one of the messages of Chiron, where the Chiron glyph looks like a key. So there's something here that you could even feel like you're looking through the keyhole, or you're looking through something that is quite narrow and small, and then it starts to expand and you see it for what it is. And so going back to this visual that I used at the beginning of the podcast of the car, so the only way that the vehicle can move forward is by looking at what hasn't been working under the hood, what is not in optimum shape, you know, where there's things that need to be improved or to be acknowledged. And I see too, like, it all relates back to something perhaps in your, I'm hearing spiritual heritage, something that perhaps you've been holding or carrying from other lifetimes, other timelines that were part of your survival in those lifetimes, but they don't fit in this lifetime. And so this is where we then go back into these Pisces themes. And that's because the Aries planets are all ruled by Mars. Mars is in Pisces and conjunct Saturn, which is a full stop. No gas in the tank. The gas pedal doesn't work. Something's broken. And how do you improve it? How do you sit with it? Saturn is that full stop. How do you sit with it and understand what's going on in the energetics? Okay, so spiritual heritage. Trust what that brings up for you. Always trust it for yourself. If it resonates, if it doesn't. But it could be something that you've carried throughout your bloodline lineage, throughout your ancestor lineage, even throughout different lifetimes and timelines that you needed in order to survive, which again are the Aries energies. It's like, I've got to be this way. I've got to do this. This is what matters. This is what counts. This is how I get things going. And it feels like there's something here that is not needed. It's not useful. It's not serving you. And it doesn't even feel good. It isn't even something that you want to animate or live from, but it's been perhaps easy, right? It's just been this habit, something on autoplay, something that you've just always done. And now the universe is saying, this is over, this is coming to a close. And there's a part of you that has already accepted it. It's interesting because I'm feeling the soul has already said, yes, I want this to close out. I want this to be over. I'm ready for the next level. And there could be something here that, again, your ego is wrestling with, your mind is wrestling with, perhaps even your self-identity is wrestling with. If you've built something up around a particular understanding or characteristic of who you are now, this is where your evolution is coming through. And it's like blasting away some form of survival coding. And I'm seeing it as coding, like embedded codes. And then this goes back to that visual I was getting of the skin disintegrating. It's becoming a new version of yourself, but it's slow and it's not comfortable and it could feel quite messy and even scary at times. You know, anytime we step outside a comfort zone or we're willing to grow, there's things we have to leave behind. So I feel like this is a time period that we have to look in the trunk of the car. And that's the only way that we're going to have the answers, which is interesting, right? When you think about, well, if the problem or what's not working is in the engine, why would I focus on the trunk? Because there's something about what you're carrying that is weighing you down or holding you back. And what I keep seeing as well when I describe this visual of the vehicle is that the vehicle actually doesn't start to move forward based on gas or driving. It starts to elevate up and it turns into some kind of multi multidimensional experience of energies. And so this could feel like, oh, I'm doing one thing on a human level, but you're actually doing it through these multidimensional realms, these multidimensional energies that are going to elevate you. There's a levitation here, and it's the levitation that is how the vehicle moves. And it's because as you unpack and unload those denser energies that are being brought to your attention, that's when the magic happens. That's when more of the higher frequencies come in and support the transcendence, as well as the new sense of self that's also being birthed as well. Okay, so thank you for going on that visual journey with me, because I was not expecting that, and it makes me laugh sometimes, these visuals, but I hope that resonates on some level and also connects you to the bigger picture of our ascension journey at this time, where it is significant. It is a big deal. And I'm also feeling like there are people who are at a full stop and they have no interest in doing this work. Just no interest at all. They're like, okay, if it doesn't work, then I'll just hang out here, full stop. This will be my choice. This will be where I want to hang out, is in this energy. So know that, as always, it comes down to free will and independent choice, and that you could feel that in people around you. Like, yeah, they're really not into this stuff, and that's okay. I can honor that. But I also have to honor what is correct for me. As this vehicle basically turns into some kind of cool spaceship, because operating through the previous means just is not working anymore. Now, right after the eclipse, Mars will be exactly conjunct Saturn in Pisces at 14 degrees on April 10th. And this will continue the theme of sitting with a realization and looking at, what do I need to release and let go of so that I have more space to embody these new parts of myself that are really excited to come in, that are really excited to be downloaded and a part of my experience going forward. But Mars, he is now entering the quietest part of the zodiac. He's entering into the last 15 degrees of Pisces, which relates to endings, closure, unraveling, karmic completions. And I see it as this Mars moving into a monastery where he has to get quiet with himself. He has to look at the previous cycle. And so he meets up with the Saturn, who holds him to a particular consequence or choice, where he has to really look at this. Look at how far I've come, look at what I've done and achieved, but also look at what has transpired along the way. Am I good with this? Is this correct for me? And then he enters into the monastery to just listen, to be in silence and be receptive. And this serves a purpose because this is also going to help Mars refuel for the new journey that will begin when he enters Aries on April 30th. But until then, basically for most of April, this Mars is tuning into his higher self. And there could be things that he's seeing, feeling, and realizing that he just didn't understand before. He's seeing it from a higher perspective, and he can allow it to make him better, to be more spiritually integrated, more intuitive, more connected to his emotional body. And all of that will serve him very well in the new cycle, when he will be more empowered as well as more balanced. So Mars is moving through the feminine influences of Pisces, which means he can also feel quite lost. So this is where it will be necessary to take those intentional pauses. Again, to come back and listen to what your body needs. What have you sacrificed or given up? Where have you perhaps not honored what you need that you're realizing is essential to the heart of who you are? Or where have you let your own needs go and you haven't stood in your power? So these are some of the deeper questions that Mars will experience as he moves through the second half of Pisces. And then he's going to have a conjunction with Neptune later in April. We will talk about that as that approaches. But just know that there's something here that you are meant to quietly sit with, listen, and hear on your own terms. It's just you and your soul. It's just you and your soul. It's just you and your God self, you and your higher self, you and your angels, whatever feels correct for you. That's the only kind of dialogue here that this Mars is now focused on, because there is something that he's really tapping into and feeling. I actually feel it for the first time in his life, because this is the first time that we've had Saturn and Neptune both in Pisces together. And Mars is the last personal planet to move through this energy here in Pisces. So there could be something that is affecting you very deeply, personally, emotionally, that you just need time to sit with. And that, in fact, would be the best thing to do. Now, if you want to go sit in the trunk of your car, that's your own business. You can do what you want. Meditate in the trunk of your car. You know, whatever speaks to you. Might be weird if you were sitting or meditating in the trunk of a stranger's car. So maybe don't do that. But find that quiet place, because there's something that's coming through and you're going to feel it physically. You're going to just feel it click. Like, as I say that, I am feeling the sacral chakra, but this could also be, of course, root chakra, any of the chakras, just trust whatever that is for you. But something is going to click, and it's going to be very affirming, and it's going to be empowering and help with the confidence of this connection to your intuition, your emotional body, and your higher self. So it's quite an interesting mix of energies. But there's beautiful perfection in it. And if you can just relax into the grace of confusion or the messiness of being in between, that could also be unexpectedly calming. Because that's the thing about radical acceptance, is that it allows us to accept exactly what is, to not fight against it, to not struggle with it, to not overthink it or create anxiety or go into all these potentials or what ifs. If you can just be in that state of radical acceptance, you might be amazed at what naturally shifts for you and where the energy then starts to run clear and open up. And a final note is that Mercury retrograde right now is so perfectly on time. It's helping us with this reintegration, relaxing, reconsidering, reprioritizing. So I hope that you feel that as a gift of energy, even though, yes, those Mercury retrograde fiascos can be irritating and inconvenient and bring up things that, you know, we have to untangle. Hopefully there are also things here that show you that it's supporting this bigger cycle that we're moving through as well. Now, in last Wednesday's show, I shared with you something at the very end of the podcast, and I got emotional, but I wanted to explain something about that. It's because I told a story that I edited out. It was a minute and a half story that I ended up taking out, and that story is why I got emotional. So the fact that I was emotional is kind of a non sequitur about what I was talking about and why I was feeling it. But I took out the story. It was the right thing to do. Maybe I'll tell that story later. I've tried to tell it a few times, and every time I've realized it's not the right thing to say, because it relates to something I'm healing through, something that I went through in the past year that has required a lot of energy healing. I've had PTSD, I've had flashbacks. And you know how when you're going through something that traumatizes you, it just takes time to move through it? Yeah, that's what it is for me. So thankfully, it's clearing out. But the main message that I wanted to share was about how important our intuition is these days. And the other thing that I wanted to add to that, to piggyback on that, is that, you know, we all have our phones and technology. We have social media. We have cool things that are coming up, right? And electronics and our digital life and all of that. But something to remember is that this is where we have to stay in balance with our feminine self as well, where we have to stay in balance not only with our intuition and our spiritual gifts, but our ability to create from the heart and to live from an authentic place, as well as the ability to prioritize in-person connections, to invest in friendships, to invest in those that we love and that we want to share space with, to make sure that we aren't sacrificing our relationships because of everything on our phones or everything on devices. You know, we have to maintain an intentional balance between what happens online and on the internet and what happens in real life. And this message has been coming through so strongly that it's almost like, think of it as, for all the time you spend on your phone, invest that same amount of time in in-person relationships or in something you're creating and making that gives you life, or in your intuitive growth or in your spiritual experiences. Make sure that you're not out of balance with the masculine and the feminine energies in your life, and make sure that those parts of yourself aren't becoming numb or shut down or smaller. In fact, they need to be bigger. They need to be bigger and more active in our lives so that we don't go down a path of only being these human robots who can't connect, who can't have conversations, who can't create or do things from a place of compassion. And it's actually how we're going to rise above some of these other influences and things that are playing out in the real world, is when we are connected to our intuition, when we can read the energy, when we can tune in to more of the frequencies that are often softer and quieter than some of our devices and the nonstop stimuli and messaging that we're surrounded by. Our evolutionary superpowers will continue to show up through our ability to be better humans, which is not about becoming automated humans or robotics or only people who can relate through devices or social media or through anything that isn't truly genuinely us. So as always, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast episode. I hope that the Aries solar eclipse is an empowering portal for you, opening up new realizations, new healing potentials, and new parts of your sense of self that you're ready to welcome and embrace at this time. Oh, and I wanted to remind you that it's also important to look at your solar return chart for this year to see where the eclipses are showing up. It can give you a new layer of understanding of what is happening in your chart and in your life, and to also look at what your solar return is wanting you to move towards in this cycle. And this is a big time if your birthday is in April. So be sure and check out your solar return, and do check out the class that I teach on how to read your solar return chart if this is new for you and if you're ready to step into this next level understanding of astrology. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode, and I'm wishing you a lovely week ahead. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here very soon.